Gene Finley, member of the Muslim Solidarity Committee and Project Salaam, both of which were formed to support Aref and Hossein over the course of their trial, incarceration, and the aftermath.
Welcome to Hudson Mohawk Magazine. You will be with us at the sanctuary on Friday, June 17th, for the workshop film screening and panel discussion around Witness, which is the documentary film that follows Aref and Hossein, the FBI sting case in Albany, with director Masood Haq. As you just mentioned, you're part of these two really important organizations that developed as a result of this case. I'd love to hear a little bit more about those projects. Maybe we could start with Project Salaam, the support and legal advocacy for Muslims.
Sure. Well, that organization was the national outgrowth of the original Muslim Solidarity Committee, which was the group of people in the Capital District that formed to support Yassin Aref and Mohammed Hossein during their trial, during their sentencing, their aftermath, many years of aftermath, and also to support their families. The trial and the sentencing was 2006, so the men had been, by 2010, been in prison for 3 or 4 years. But during that time, we had been contacted by family members, by members of Muslim communities elsewhere in the country. We had been hearing about other very similar, very horrifying prosecutions all over the country, and began to realize that the Capital District was sadly not unique in having this community uproar and this community prosecution, that there were literally hundreds of other cases during this time frame. We began to realize that there wasn't any networking possibility. You know, a family member would call and say, can you do something? And, you know, and who would we plug into? And our Muslim community here, certainly there were leaders of the Muslim community, too, who heard about these things. There was no way to connect these and to connect the people. So Project Salaam came into being to try to network with as many people that would contact us as possible. Along with Project Salaam came in this amazing database, which still exists. Two of the members who were very, very skilled in technology and research began this database to keep track of all these different cases with as much detail from each case and each defendant. Sometimes there were many more than one defendants in a case, that has grown to this very unique database. There are others that came about later in the teens, shall we say, from various organizations. But ours is the most complete, and we take the viewpoint that these are all preemptive prosecutions. And by preemptive prosecution, we mean that these individuals or group of individuals were targeted for their religious beliefs, for otherwise quite legal activity, because they posed a threat to the government. That is how Project Salaam came about. The database is still functioning, and we have made outreach with many other nationally based groups. So we're not alone.
That is really important, isn't it? The sharing of resources that have been collected. And what I heard from Lina Al-Aryan when I interviewed her was that the show of support from the community in Albany was actually an ideal situation where the community really showed support, which is not always the case.
Yes, that's true. The community really reacted to this prosecution. The media certainly helped. I will say that the media here, unlike many, many other cases across the country, was quite skeptical of this prosecution. Without pushing journalistic bounds, there were many letters, editorials, op-eds. We certainly have them all saying, wait a minute, this is not really a case, because it was a sting, and a sting is a fantasy. Yeah, people have to understand that these things that were said to have happened did not happen. It's an as-if situation, but the consequences were very real. Two men went to prison for 15 years, two innocent men. So the media picked up on that and was extremely sad with the verdict. The judge, I believe, we believe, picked up on that too and halved their sentences. The men were facing 30 years, and they got 15 years because the judge said, no, I am going to give them 15 years. So the community support here was incredibly important. The Muslim community, especially, there were terrorized Muslim communities all over the country, but this one was very strong and said, this is wrong. So yes, I think we helped and we inspired many other such groups, formal and informal, across the country. And that's a really nice thing to think about all these years later.
I'd love to have a little bit about the Muslim solidarity community, which also came out of the organizing efforts around the Arif Hossein case. Could you talk a little bit about that group?
Well, that was an ad hoc group of citizens, both Muslim and non-Muslim, that said, this is wrong. This prosecution is wrong. And whatever we can do to help, we will do. And we did, from extending support, financial and otherwise, to the families. We did a lot of fundraising for the families. The two men between them had 10 children, all of them young. That was a significant part of our activity. There were legal aspects to things. The lawyers certainly used as much, you know, of their knowledge and their experience to speak with the media about aspects of the case. We were very, very active. We did protests. We were out on the street a lot. We would organize something every year since 2006 on the day of the arrests. And we didn't quit until the men were finished with prison. So I think the last one we did was a homecoming for Mohammed Hossein, which was in 2020.
So the two men are no longer incarcerated. There's been this film created. Is this a happy ending? What do we take from it at this point?
Well, it's the happiest ending you can imagine, I think, because the men are home and they're doing what they want and they've picked up their lives and they're with their families. And, you know, maybe that's the best we can expect. You know, I think particularly Yassin, who has continued his literary career, my goodness, people in Kurdistan know Yassin Arif. He has been writing blazes for several years now, and he has published a couple of books. He gives readings around Kurdistan, and I think that's a pretty happy ending for Yassin.
Too bad it had to take the path that it did to get there.
Yes, that is absolutely true. Mohammed Hossein, the same. I think he's happy to be home. He lost a great deal, and he can't get it back. His store, his pizzeria. But he's home with his family. And also, what's important is that these men are also very observant Muslims, and their faith is extremely important to them. And they have never lost their faith. And, you know, faith is an amazing thing. And it gets you through, and it puts you where you are. So that is also a happy ending for both of them.
Well, thank you so much, Jean Finley. We are looking forward to witness on Friday, showing at the sanctuary.
Thank you so much for having me.